about stuff that you know about so I can know about it.
I try to put everything on my website.
Okay.
I don't really do social media.
Yeah.
But whenever something interesting comes along, I'll update it on the website. That's and I have an RSS feed if anyone's...
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
My name is Everett, and you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror,
unsettling kids' movies,
alien boyfriends,
creepy therapy.
Start listening so you can start watching today.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Lex of Albany, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
As 2025 comes to a close and we move into 2026, we're expanding the WGXC Catskill Studio and we need your support. Help us grow this space in the coming year for community programming, workshops, in-studio performances, and more. Your donation to Wave Farms WGXC, Radio for Open Ears, contributes to the expansion of community radio on air, online, and on Main Street. Go to wgxc.org/donate now to make your contribution. We thank you for your support. We thank you for your support.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, December 24th. Local early morning temperatures range from 31 degrees in Tannersville to 41 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 35 degrees. Snow totals are in from yesterday. The valley made it through unscathed. We got 1 inch in Halcott Center and 1.2 inches in Charlottesville. The region wakes up to a wind advisory today. I hope everything is tied down. A high of 38 happens at 9 a.m. Temperatures float just under that for most of the day. Overnight, winds calm down and we see a low of 27. Tomorrow will be dry with a high of 40 degrees lingering for several hours. The day ends with some low-end wind gusts. Could affect evening travel a little bit. Overnight, temperatures slip to 15 degrees. Friday will be cold with a high of 23 at 4 p.m. And there will be a snowy afternoon happening. It will continue overnight, dropping about 3 inches. Saturday, an extra dusting falls through the day, and we see a high of 30 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:14 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:18 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 5%. Plasma winds will be fast at 722 kilometers per second with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently being impacted on all frequencies with a level 4 noise floor. There are low chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 106. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And we're taking a moment to ask for your charity, your tax-deductible charity. If you want more of your money staying local and helping the community instead of being shipped off to Washington, one method is donating to a registered charity, and we just happen to be one. Head over to WGXE.org, click donate, and keep that money here with your neighbors.
might think I should be doing this at home. Well, believe me, I have. In the bedroom and in the foyer, in the master bath. But now it's time to plant those seeds somewhere north of Albany. I'm masturbating in Schenectady, but it's not how it sounds. The wife is in the waiting room on the Instagram. I'm not some creep in a bathroom stall in the mall in Colony. I'm just a dude who's trying to make a family. Masturbating in Schenectady. Sometimes you'll just find yourself somewhere with your cock in your hand. And it's about the only thing in life reminds you you're a man. Everything else has been such a mess. You're unsure if you even want success when you're masturbating in Schenectady, where the internet is slow, just trying to get the job done so we can go home. It's probably not the first thing would come into your mind when someone asks you where you picture yourself in 5 years' time. The doctor says I should exercise more and find more ways to relax. But then he says I gotta give up the booze and the midnight snacks. Right now, even going for a run sounds to me like way more fun than masturbating in Schenectady. But I guess things could be worse. I'd imagine it's not as bad as jail or the back of a hearse. Look around the waiting room. I'm pretty happy to be me. There's some sad looking folks in there. I'm glad I haven't seen. Masturbating in Schenectady. This whole thing has been much harder on the wife. What with the turkey baster, the creepy doctor, and the shots. But it doesn't seem to faze her. I'd like to show her just how much she means to me. Maybe I'll take her to the Applebee's after masturbating in Schenectady. We'll start with the boneless wings, split the whiskey, bacon, cheeseburger, and some onion. Next time we come this way, she'll be eating for free.
The Public News Service Now Newscast, December the 24th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. The Supreme Court Tuesday refused to allow President Donald Trump to deploy hundreds of National Guard troops in the Chicago area over the objection of Illinois officials. That from the New York Times, they report in Louisiana, where the administration has the support of Governor Jeff Landry, about 350 National Guard troops are expected to arrive in New Orleans before New Year's Eve. Meantime, the increasing presence of immigration agents in hospitals has patients, nurses, and advocates searching for ways to keep ICE from invading patients' privacy or interfering with delivery of health care.
According to reporting from KFF Health News, ICE agents have the right to stand guard, but not to listen to conversations with medical providers or legal representatives. Attorney Sarah Houston with the Immigrant Defenders Law Center in Los Angeles says when a person needs medical attention after a violent arrest or gets sick while in detention, ICE sometimes makes it hard for families to find them.
We've heard reports about how ICE will tell doctors and staff, you're not allowed to give the arrestee a phone. They can't contact their family. You can't tell their family they're here. So they're just by themselves in this, like, basically detention environment when it could be a life or death situation.
This fall, California passed a law that medical establishments cannot allow federal agents into private patient care areas unless they have a valid court order or search warrant. I'm Suzanne Potter.
This story was produced with original reporting from Claudia Boyd Barrett for KFF Health News. And prescription drug costs are set to drop sharply for many Ohio seniors starting in 2026 after Medicare negotiated prices for the first time on some of the program's most expensive medications.
A new analysis from AARP shows the first 10 drugs selected for Medicare negotiation will see significant reductions in what older adults pay out of pocket. The lower prices take effect January 1st, 2026, and apply to medications used to treat chronic conditions such as diabetes, heart failure, and cancer. AARP Ohio State Director Jenny Carlson says the impact for Ohioans could be substantial.
This is an historic moment. These are historic savings that are starting January 1 of 2026 when this new lower price is going to effect. Here in Ohio, about 382,000 people use these medications, so the savings are real.
According to AARP's analysis, out-of-pocket costs for the first 10 negotiated drugs will drop by more than 50% on average. And seven of those medications are expected to cost less than $100 a month. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
The Medicare drug price negotiation program was authorized by the 2022 prescription drug law and is expected to save enrollees $1.5 billion nationwide in 2026, according to federal estimates. This is Public News Service. An Indiana National Guard member says new federal travel restrictions could keep him from witnessing the birth of his first child. We get the story from our Joe Ilori.
Walter Moyo serves in the Indiana National Guard and works full-time as a nurse. He married his wife 5 months ago and has followed every legal step to bring her to the United States. But a federal proclamation issued this month expanded travel restrictions to dozens of African countries, stopping her visa process midstream. Moyo says the timing is devastating.
It's emotionally challenging to know that I will not be permitted, basically, to be there for the birth of my child.
The administration says the restrictions target countries with high visa overstay rates and are meant to strengthen immigration enforcement. The proclamation notes the policy is not based on violence or terrorism concerns. Immigration advocates argue the broad approach can still harm families who have complied with the law. This story was produced with original reporting from Jaden Reeves for Wish TV.
And some black farmers say they won't participate in President Donald Trump's new $12 billion federal farm aid program, citing concerns about racial bias.
The Black Farmers and Agriculturalists Association in Memphis represents more than 20,000 heirs of black landowners and ranchers across the country. Its president, Thomas Burrell, says the aid excludes those who grow tobacco and sugarcane, crops many black farmers rely on. He adds his group is preparing a lawsuit, arguing the payments violate equal protection and due process rights.
It is geared toward the larger scale, what we call high roller, row crop farmers, to the exclusion, which by the way would be most of your white farmers, to the exclusion of your specialty crop or small crop black farmers.
The Trump administration plans to announce crop specific payment rates by month's end, with funds released by late February. Danielle Smith reporting.
Finally, if you're still looking for last-minute gifts for kids this Christmas Eve, children's advocates are urging parents in Missouri and around the country to think twice about toys that use artificial intelligence.
Some dolls, action figures, and stuffed animals now use chatbox technology that can talk with children like a trusted friend, mimicking human conversation and emotions. Rachel Frantz with the nonprofit organization Fairplay says those toys are often marketed as safe and educational despite growing concerns about their potential harm.
Right now, there is no research and no regulations that are in place to protect kids from the multitude of potential harms that can come from AI toys.
A recent safety report found some AI toys are capable of discussing sexually explicit topics with children or offering advice about dangerous items. Crystal Blair reporting.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. You can find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared to agree October 15th with arguments that the Voting Rights Act Section 2's majority-minority voting districts conflicted with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. A decision is expected next year. Chief Justice John Roberts signaled that the court's 2023 Milligan precedent, a very similar case, may not apply to Louisiana versus Calais. Justice Kagan later pointed out that the court rejected several similar arguments by the state of Alabama defending its discrimination. Louisiana argued that the court-mandated majority-minority districts giving minority voters an equal chance to elect the candidate of their choice puts the state in a position to discriminate against other voters. Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett both voiced support for an endpoint to sunset such opportunity districts. The court's Jingles test, used to determine if a group qualifies for such a district, was also questioned by the conservative justices. In her opening argument, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund's Janae Nelson said that should the court strike down Section 2, it would be, quote, a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos. There are 148 VRA majority-minority districts in 28 states, according to Ballotpedia. We've linked a transcript of the arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Inside.